So I sat down the show prep for Jan 6, and we'll talk about that. And during the show prep, it occurred to me that I am an addict. And maybe you're an addict. And I am done. And I'm starting my own 12-step. But my step is one step. And I wonder if you'll join me.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. Today is the day God created. Yesterday was, tomorrow is, all the tomorrows are, for an infinite future. At least in a spiritual sense, in an infinite future. And I think that's the point for me of all this. As the mockingbirds try to put all focus on January 6th a year ago, they want it to be Pearl Harbor and 9/11 all rolled into one. It's none of those things. And as I started to, you know, do the show prep, because today was nuts, we were blessed with, well, it's going to be about 3 feet of snow when we're done. And so morning show prep became morning shoveling of snow and then shoveling my neighbor's snow. And then we had someone staying up on the mountain who she's a young woman and apparently not used to the mountain and digging her out this morning so she could get to work. And that kind of threw things for a loop. And I was happy to do that. It's an honor to do stuff like that. Then it was gym. Go to the gym. It was benchmarking day. That meant measure everything. Whole bunch of hard work and got back and dove in the show prep. And right then and there, it became clear to me, man, I am an addict. Now, see, I didn't listen to and didn't watch and do not care what the figurehead said, because I already knew exactly what the figurehead was going to be told to say. Jen Psaki told us what the figurehead would be told to say. And we knew that the figurehead was going to try to turn this into, just like I said, it's Pearl Harbor, it's 9/11, it's all these things. It's the worst, quote, attack on the Capitol in history. And of course, it's not. We've been through that and we've already disproven that entirely. And I've said this about 100 times and I will repeat it. I do not stand with the people who vandalized the Capitol or stole the laptop that we let Nancy Pelosi use, or sat in the seat that we let Nancy Pelosi sit her rumpus in. I don't stand with that. I also recognize and have watched with my own eyes that they were let in many cases. I've watched with my own eyes federal agitators. I'm seeing on Twitter today, because they are being told exactly what to do to align with the New York Times and everyone else to try to turn January 6th into a major event. Right? It was a riot. It was allowed to get out of hand. I'm deeply aggrieved for Ashley Babbitt's family and Ashley's murder. And I do think it was murder. Well, I mean, if you just play by the rules of the left, of course, it was a black man shooting an unarmed white woman. So, of course, it's a racial thing, but it's not, because, of course, black people cannot commit a racial act. They can't be racist. I am saddened that people were beaten in the tunnel. I'm saddened at the violence. The whole thing was insanely ugly, and it's exactly what the party wanted, and they want more of it, and they are egging it on. They can't wait for another. And so Twitter's saying there's no credible evidence that the federal government was involved in planning the January 6, 2021 insurrection, fact checkers say. Number one, liars, it was not an insurrection. Number two, yes, there is credible evidence. One of their boys is on video saying, we got to go inside. And they had Enrique Tarrio with the Proud Boys was an informant. He was on text with his handlers as they went in. There is credible evidence. There it is. Just got me my dopamine fix. Be honest. I am not saying this with any sense of accusation. I'm saying this because I think probably folks or friends who listen to the podcast, I think maybe you just got yours. No, be honest with me, with yourself, with God. I'm an addict. Now, see, I didn't go seek out what the figurehead said because he is immaterial to me. In this sense, I knew this was rhetorical. All of it was trash. I saw in advance it was going to be trash. Jen told us it was going to be trash. When he issues edicts that affect lives, we focus on it. We'll play the audio of the man as much as it's as sad as it is to hear. We play it because it's our duty. But, you know, as an addict, you'll take what you can get. But I was really interested in some aspects to this. Because one can be against vandalizing the Capitol. One can be against breaking things. One can be against this action and still say you egged it on. You wanted it. You propagated it. You did everything you could to get this. You created the environment. You prepped it. If you're not pulling the strings to create a color revolution environment, what are you doing? And you can criticize Revolver.News all day long, but they have the documents. They have the players planning this. Only the propaganda of silence can create the myth that the federal government wasn't involved in this. And when it's not the federal government, former actors of the federal government, people who created color revolutions in other countries, were involved in this. On the air, right here on this podcast, we read the Politico celebrating one of these actors. That finally he's getting credit in his own country for his work on the color revolution approach. They wrote it, but there's no credible evidence. Oh, that's right. He was a retired intelligence agent. Got it. Well, that makes it better. Now you're right. There's no evidence. It happened again. It's one more hit. One more. It's so hard because this stuff is so important. Right? This isn't like drugs. It's so important. But how important? And important in comparison to what? You see, that's not the addict's question. My entire life, I have avoided being addicted to substances because I've been terrified of being owned by something, of having something that can control me that way, that I got a couple drinks and it relaxes me and it serves me and then you're serving it. I had a relative who for a while was an alcoholic when she was young, really young. And just for fun one day in the house she used to live in, she showed me where she used to hide her booze. She said, this is why I quit, because I was going through the house. I thought, and my parents were asleep. I thought I hid something somewhere, and she was in college and there's gotta be something hidden somewhere. And then I realized, oh my goodness, I'm one of those people I'm ready to go look through the garbage cans. When I was 150 pounds heavier, I used to hide my eating. You ever do that? Be honest. It was this bad. I would drive up to a McDonald's and double quarter pounder with cheese, large fry, probably a Coke, eat it, and then drive like to the next McDonald's. Hide the bags, though. And pull up like you're just getting it fresh. 150 pounds heavier. So maybe that's the substance I got hooked on. But like an addict, you know, you just got to go get some of this stuff. Now, I was listening to this this lefty. I was listening to this lefty just so upset about what he sees in Jan 6th. And, oh, he's upset. And, man, he just flies off. And I just felt this anger just rise up in me. And we'll get to him. Because he wants to talk Bobby Mueller. Yeah, no, this is a new clip. It's not 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 4 years ago. No, this is now. I was interested in the portions of the story that the Mockingbirds won't tell. And we'll get to that. But first, let's just talk about, you know, some of the things we've seen outside, for instance, the White House. Because all the focus was on the Capitol on January 6th. Well, you know, there were fires outside the White House. The president had to be evacuated and put in a bunker. No, you don't remember the fires? Oh, no, wait. No. We're talking about a different date. No. I'm talking about June. Yeah, I'm talking about June of 2020. There's the fire starting. There's the people trying to get over the fence. There's the ladders. But that wasn't an insurrection attempt. And there's no investigation and there's no anniversary date of that. And there's no J6 committee. And this is a double standard and a hidden agenda. None of this is sincere. It's all kabuki theater. It's all acting. They're all acting. Did it happen again? Were my hands shaking? Did I get that look like I was just getting one more hit? And it's so hard because, you know, a food addiction. I mean, you got to eat. And so when I was 150 pounds heavier, it wasn't just things like that. It was just self-talk. Self-talk would be like, I try to remember some of the justifications. Some of the justifications were, well, you know, I can't remember. I can't remember how I justified that behavior. I think I just pocketed it. I think I just numbed it down. Now, I can remember recent bargaining. Late for a skating event with my daughter. Let's have an Egg McMuffin. And guys, the second I had that Egg McMuffin, the next morning I was back, but I had a sausage McMuffin with egg. McDonald's has me biologically, chemically. And for like a week, I was eating those. And for me, that doesn't work. Maybe it works for you. For me, that stuff grabbed me. And man, I've made a habit of my life of not getting addicted to substances. And there I was back in McDonald's. Stopped myself. 3 days without, I didn't miss it. But you got to eat. And we have to be informed. We have to know what's going on in our world. And you know what? This weekend, I'll go eat pizza. Once a week, I go eat pizza at this place. And in fact, this weekend, I'm taking my wife to a dinner to celebrate. That's her gift I want to give us together. Both of us as a married couple, so go out together to someplace nice. But it's proportional. It's proportional. And it's proportional in size of importance, in terms of importance. When I was jonesing for the Mickey D's, it took on a great big proportion. Man, do I have time to stop at McDonald's on the way? Oh, and by the way, can I stop on the way and throw the trash out somewhere and clean out the car so it doesn't smell like Mickey D's? But it's so important to look at the double standards and hidden agendas. Like, let's take a look at the violence. Let's take a look at the violence and the property destruction, and let's experience it. And this is from January. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. This is a different time. Oh, but this is another January. This is during President Trump's inauguration.
You all right, boss?
Police had to push back the protesters so firefighters could get to the flames.
Our streets. That was when they destroyed the car of an Afghan immigrant or an Indian immigrant? I don't recall, but he had that big double stretch limo and they burned it down for him. Remember that? Burned this car down for him. And I don't even need to speak of, because we know it by heart, the Black Lives Matter Incorporated domestic terror group, which is now worth billions of dollars, who's one of their founders. Patrice Colliers lives in a $2 million home in Topanga Canyon, California, interestingly, where Chuck Manson used to do a lot of his fine work. Oh, yeah. No, I do know those things. Oh, yeah. I know where she lives. No, I've gone to the map. I know exactly where it is in Topanga Canyon. It's just up the hill from where Crosby, Stills, and Nash used to write. Oh, there's a big canyon scene. Tom Petty talked about that, the canyon. No, see, like an addict, I know it. Now, see, Mickey D's. You know, you get the Monopoly pieces. Look, there was a place that had the fresh Monopoly cards. 2 for 1. On those double cheeseburgers, those are good. By the way, those are the healthiest McDonald's food you can eat macrobiotically, 40, 30, 30. Oh, yeah, I know that too. I'm an addict. Are you? See, all that stuff that the Mockingbird showed us is horrifically difficult to watch. It's our capital. But what makes me puke is pretending they didn't urge this on. I never did get quite as addicted to Burger King, but you know, they blow that smoke. Now, I don't know if you're addicted to the BK, but we drive by and they blow that smoke. I had a friend who just loved pot, and she would smell it and, oh, gosh, that smells like good stuff. I didn't know that you could smell burning cocaine or the pipe stuff, but there's people who are into that and they know that. And there's friends of mine who've given up smoking, and they get around people smoking and, oh, I need that. So as an addict, the media pushed this on people. The same way these things are pushed out, like in casinos. I mean, you know the trick in casinos, right? You know this? They distort time. It's brilliant. They distort your sense of place. It's brilliant. They distort what you hear. It's brilliant. Gosh, it's good. Such clever marketing. See, in casinos that are well-designed in Las Vegas, you'll notice this sometime. We tested this once. There's like 50 entrances to get in. It's so easy. You can see all the ways to get in. But you notice it's a really long walk up. There's a reason for that. And once you're inside, get inside a casino, walk 200 feet inside. Now find the exits. It's hard to find the exits. It's a brilliant design. They hide the exits. My friend Rick and I once were at a casino, and I forget the name of it, but it has a big people mover to move you into the casino. Is that Caesars? I don't know. And we rode the people mover. Then we said, I wonder what would happen if we said we don't want to go in. And so we they had the big malls and all that stuff there. And we decided we didn't want to go in. And so we started walking backwards on the people mover. And the security guard came and said, what are you doing? We said, no, we can't go in. We're both addicts. We're addicted to gambling. We can't go in. We didn't realize. And we thought we could handle it. And we were lying. And God forgive us. And well, you can't walk that way. No, I can't go through the casino. I said, look, if I slip and fall, man, I'm telling you, if I slip and fall in this thing, I will sue you so fast, man. I will own this. They shut down the people mover. But inside, they distort time. Inside, they distort time. And they distort the things you hear. And there's a reason for that. And it's brilliant. And it's connected to what we're talking about. I'm ashamed they didn't think of this sooner as an addict. Appreciate all the emails you've written us, and we're going to do a special, and this is another experiment, a special hour where we respond to some of the most difficult, challenging emails we've gotten. You can email us at thetoddhermanshow.com. So we're going to do that next hour, special segment based upon emails, and it's an experiment. And it's not that answering your emails aren't an experiment, but as a segment. So you get inside the casinos and they distort sound. This is brilliant. And they do this. They'll take songs that are really slow and they'll play them on loop. Songs that are really quick. So really short songs like Louie Louie, and they'll create like a 14 minute version of Louie Louie. It's so smart because your mind is thinking, your mind, it knows these songs. And it understands the sense of time with these songs. But when Louie Louie lasts 14 minutes and there's no sun, notice it in casinos, there's never any sunlight, never any natural light, because they want you unconnected from the world. They don't want you to know that the sun is coming up. I had another friend who was addicted to gambling, and he's at the dice table. And that man racked up like $45,000, $50,000 at the dice table. And he went upstairs and we locked him in and we told him, brother, you can't go down. Just take like, look. He owed a bunch of money. He owed so much money. He was in debt to some not great people in Salt Lake. I mean, not great people. He made some bad decisions. He was in the check cashing debt, and those were the good people, and the bad people are the bad people. And so we locked him in, and we woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and he had snuck out. And he's back at the dice table, and the man is down to $500. $50,000 is gone. And we started to approach him, and we're saying, brother, you got to stop. And there's the pit bosses. Don't approach the player. Don't approach the player. Stay away from the player. Stay away from this, because they want all their money back. And then we told him, you're missing breakfast. Well, that was the key, because he loved food more than he loved gambling, and he weighed 500 pounds. And he was a man given to addictions. And he's a very smart man. And he's a gifted, gifted creative. And the time distortion techniques and the free drinks. And you notice now that when you win on the jackpots on the slot machines, that the sound of the coins still comes out, even though the coins don't most of the time. And they amplify those sounds. And everybody's winning. Everybody's a winner, baby. The mockingbirds. The entrance is everywhere. CNN plays in airports, malls. They play at gas pumps. They're everywhere. It's so easy to be exposed to it. Oh, and as an addict. Well, I mean, come on, as an addict. I mean, give me a guy like this. Man, just give this to me. I need this.
I mean, this argument is exactly the argument they gave me about Robert Mueller. Oh, he's crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and he's going to come down the pipe. And Mueller did nothing. And quite frankly, if Garland wanted to prove that he was this guy, this dedicated, dogged public servant who was going to pursue justice to the end of the earth, well, he's still got the Mueller report sitting there. Mueller outlined 10 instances of obstruction of justice and didn't prosecute on those. Well, Merrick Garland could, but you notice that he's not. And so that's why I keep saying he can talk the game, but look at the man's actions. If he was willing to go after Trump for crimes that Trump committed, he's already got the Mueller.
723 people in jail are charged. Some of them are old women who got pictures taken with American flags and I'm a great grandma coffee mugs. It's charged. Not a single person charged with an insurrection, by the way. And that guy's name is Eli Mistel. He's with The Nation, hardcore leftist. And he still believes that Trump is a Russian asset. And he still doesn't understand that the process crimes he's talking about there, obstruction of justice, came with an illegal investigation, started with lies. Lies to a court. The highest court in this country is not the Supreme Court. It's the FISA court, because the Supreme Court doesn't get to operate in secret. And the FISA court does. And when the FBI lied twice to the FISA court, John Roberts stood up and said nothing. Yeah, come on. They're good guys. I'm sure they lied to us, but I mean, Trump is orange. He's rude. I mean, have you seen his tweets? I mean, and that he's gauche. All that gold. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Needs me my hit. So the mockingbirds, they're everywhere. And it's so easy to get in, and sometimes it's so hard to leave, and they hide the exits. And our friends, man, they're addicted to these feelings, and they are. Oh, there's so many people who are addicted to the anger, because anger is this release, tension and release. And man, I'm so on top of this. Our buddy at the craps table, I know what I'm doing. No, you don't. It's dice. A friend of mine who decided that he'd reached a point where he'd been away from alcohol enough and had grown up enough where he could start drinking. He's a diabetic. But it's just some pops after work. Just a couple of pops. I saw a picture of him on Facebook the other day, and now he looks diabetic and he never has before. But he knows what he's doing. Did I say they hide the exits? Mm-hmm. They do. See, this was the part of the story that I was really interested in. And as an addict, I got to have this. Well, and this is our conundrum. See, it is important. It is important that we hear this. And of course, it's just RSBN where I found it. It's not in the networks. I don't know that maybe Fox played it. I don't know. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is with Ashley Babbitt's mother. Now, as you know, normally the media loves them. Loves them. Some aggrieved mothers in a racially charged killing. In a racially charged event where a black man shot an unarmed white woman.
Cut. Jason. What do you mean racially charged?
A black man shot an unarmed white woman.
No, that's not racially charged.
She was unarmed.
She had hands. Cut, rewrite.
A brave Capitol Hill police officer facing certain death from a woman armed with hands reluctantly shot her, meaning to hit her in the knee, but hit her in the throat.
Beautiful. That was a beautiful take, Jason. That's why we pay you the big money. That's why you're the voice talent of all voice talent.
I appreciate so much the notes I'm getting from people who begun to share the show through email. That's really a potent way to do it because, you know, look, Facebook hides things. We know that. But furthermore, when you take the time to directly email someone and say, hey, I am listening to this program because God is at the center of it and politics are at the edges of it. And particularly when you email people who listen to us on Rush's program, God rest them. Most of them don't know we have the show. So you are actually helping them reconnect with something they may have enjoyed. So thank you for that. And by the way, did I say that God is at the center of this? I did. Have I mentioned him today? I think I did. I think I said that this is the day the Lord has made, and they all are. But then I started serving my addiction, didn't I?
The only knee we take is to the Lord. The Todd Herman Show.
That's a sober reminder. But I do have to play this. Well, because this is the part I went to go hear. This is the part that the media will not tell. And this is the part that they would tell if the races were reversed.
Patriot. She served this country her whole adult life. She loved God, loved America, loved her family, and came to D.C. to hear Donald Trump speak about, you know, a stolen election. And she felt like that was her last time to hear him speak. Little did we know that'd be her last time to hear anybody speak after she was murdered by a careless, reckless Capitol Police officer, Michael Byrd, who should have been fired 2 years ago for leaving his loaded weapon in a public restroom. I feel like the Capitol Police need to change the way they do things. They operate with impunity, which I did not know until my daughter was publicly executed. I think that most of America does not know that the Capitol Police Department works under it with impunity. They're not subject to FOIA. They're not subject to transparency. They are another arm of Congress, and they don't answer to an external review like every other police department in this country. My daughter was an amazing, energetic, independent, powerful woman. And I miss her every day. And I'm here because Americans do have the right to protest. It's your right as an American citizen to protest. I would also like to say to Nancy Pelosi, this is not your public, this is not your playhouse, and it is not your private domain. The surveillance cameras were put up to capture what happened that day. The American people have a right to see the 14,000 hours of footage. It's not her personal footage. You're not the queen, Nancy Pelosi. This is America's 14,000 hours of missing footage. We have a right to see it. That was the purpose of the cameras. We have political prisoners in jail in America, not in some third world country. We have political prisoners to this day in solitary confinement, being denied the due process that they fought. Most of them veterans fought for their right to be in this country, to exercise their First Amendment and the right to protest. And they are being denied the rights that they fought for this country as they sit in the Washington, D.C. jail, being denied due process, being denied adequate legal representation, being denied adequate nutrition,
medical services.
Thank you. Medical services, access to their lawyers, access to their families. And this is America. This is happening in.
The voice you heard in addition to Ashley Babbitt's mother was Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is forevermore suspended from Twitter, banned for posting data from the VARS database. I can only partly feel like what it is to lose a child. Because of what we traveled through as a family, partly, but I can't relate to the full thing, to never touch again or hear again. Ashley shouldn't have done what she did. And I would say that to her beloved mother, and I would say, I agree with you, I think she was murdered. I'm going to go out on a super shaky limb. And I'm going to suggest that Ashley was an addict. She was a patriot. She served this country. I have no doubt that she loved God Almighty. But I wonder how much time she spent chasing outrage. We don't all get addicted to the same things. I mean, I bet a lot of people are going, dude, McDonald's is gross. How did you ever, well, I guess that's why they hire all the chemists. And look, I look at smoking, and no offense to people who smoke, I think that's gross. How did you ever, people get addicted to porn. Well, why don't you just stop? A lot of that is rape. Why don't you just stop? Gambling. You understand the odds, right? The house wins unless it's blackjack and you have a 1% up on the house. Or no, they have 1% up on you. That's right. Isn't that right? I'm guessing, and I am guessing, and I do not mean to speak ill of the dead. And I'm not, because we can all get addicted. Are you? I still eat hamburgers occasionally. Incidentally, there's a killer place in Rathdrum, Idaho. But it's proportional. And this is the part where I'm done. I had to replace Mickey D's permanently, swear it off completely. I can't do that with food. And so I made it proportional. I know there's some things I can't have for me. I have to have information. I refuse to be blind. I refuse to walk around stumbling through the dark and let these people pull things over on me. I refuse to be an uninformed voter. I refuse to be an ignorant citizen, because at that point, you're just a subject. You're not a citizen. But here's the thing. I don't watch presidential speeches. I never have. I choose to read them or watch clips because of the show. But other than that, I wouldn't watch the clips. I would read them. Here's why. It's easier to find the exits. It's easier to set it down. I don't have the addiction of one more scroll, one more video. But really, it's so hard to go cold turkey and things, isn't it? Here's what I'm asking. We are 38 minutes into the program. I'm going to ask all of us to spend 76 minutes tomorrow morning with the Lord. 76 minutes. This is 38 now, 23. 76 minutes tomorrow. Just double the time we've spent so far with the Lord. And for me, what is working for me is about an hour and a half in the morning, and it means I go back to getting up early. And I understand people are busy. I do. It's proportional. The time scanning social media, reading websites, just clock it. What if you just cut it down and I just cut it down? My job is to give you information, and I will not get lazy on that. But what if we just memorized just two pieces of scripture together? Just two. And what if we just stored this in our brain? And what if we reprogrammed ourselves? What if we took advantage of neuroplasticity? And what if it served a political end? What if it served, most importantly, it serves a spiritual end, the spiritual end? And what if it also buys time for this country? What if those things combined are the advantage of getting off this stuff? You can always give us feedback at thetoddhermanshow.com. One thing I do ask is please get on the email list. I just know we're going to get shut down by Twitter. I just know it. So I want to be able to reach you and tell you where we're at and interact with you. So if you go to thetoddhermanshow.com, you sign up, you get occasional emails. Or it's actually, I don't want to lie, it's a daily email. But you get my Substack blog, you get all this stuff, and then, of course, we can interact together. So if we were to, instead of all this time, if we were to double this time, 76 minutes with the Lord, like the reason I'm saying this is look, there was no reason on earth for me to rush to my devices to see what the figurehead said. Who cares? Honestly, who cares? He's a figurehead. And it's Jan 6 and it's all rhetoric and it's not going to change anything. And why do I need to rush to see what he says about the COVID? It's something I can pick up tomorrow. I do it for the show because I'm committed to spreading God's word and with politics at the edges of it. Right? But that urgency, what about the urgency to crack open the book of the Bible? What about the urgency? I got to get home and see what Biden said. What time's the speech on? I got to get to my seat and read the Bible. I got to get to the seat and do my devotionals. I need my time with my God. I need to be with Jesus Christ this morning. I need the hand of the Lord Jesus with me. I need him in the room. I need a greater helping, a greater apportioning of the Holy Spirit. I need this so much today. And what if by doing that, we can pray and align ourselves with God's work around us? Because God is allowing all of this. He stripped the curtain. We can see the naked emperors. We can see that all. We can see the corruption and the vile corruption that it is. And the house of lies they hide themselves in. We get to see it. So what if by aligning ourselves with the work of God around us through prayer and God says, this is what I'm doing. And we just say, hey, I'm jumping in. The Lord has this going on. I'm jumping in. What if instead of the despair, because it feels like our dreams are gone for our country, we had these great dreams for our country and our kids continuing to inherit the greatest republic known to man. What if instead we find people whose dreams are legitimately gone, or better yet, people whose dreams still exist? What if their dream is tomorrow to eat? What if their dream is tomorrow to not be afraid? What if their dream is tomorrow to have someone help them pay the rent? What if their dream is to get a ride to church? What if the dream is, I wish I could get out of my driveway? What if we did that? And what if we went with our families and said, we are going to be families aligned with the work of God in Christ Jesus. And what if we did that and it caught on? And what if our churches did that and it caught on? And instead of seeing nice church going people saw Christians active in their community and changed Christians, people who've been changed by the Holy Spirit. And what if they saw that? And what if that created a whole crowd of people whose focus is the Lord? And as they look at politics, it's third on the list. And when they look at politics, they look at it through the lens of holy, informed Christians, Jesus needers, who are looking at politics with scripture installed in their brain, just like we all know. TWITTER.com, FACEBOK.com. Just as we know all these things, you can probably tell me, can you picture the icons on your phone? Shut your eyes if you're not driving. Can you picture the social media icons on your phone right where they're at? Can you picture your last post? How many likes? What if instead we program our brains so that when we listen to the politicians, it's running on the code in our brains that's the word of God? What if we did that together? Can you imagine how potent this can be? So what if we just took Psalm, just part of Psalm 119? Most of these were sung to the Lord. We've lost the melodies through time. We do know some of the instruments they've used, but we've lost the melodies. Psalm 119, verses 33 through 35. It's so short. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees, then I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. If that became our mental operating system, there's your spiritual immunity. There's your psychological immunity. Now, as we go gather news in a proportional way, where God and our time with God is 3-4 times the amount of time we spend with the news, we're reading the news, not consuming it, reading it, scanning it, and it's bouncing off against that as our operating system. phenomenal power of the Lord. And if, what if we take the guidance of Philippians 4, verses 7 through 9, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. The Prince of Peace, Christ Jesus. As we look at the news, proportionally, the Prince of Peace can look at it with us. He doesn't care because he knows. But as we become disturbed by it, he can sit with us and say, hey, look, I can calm the storm anytime I'm ready. And right now, I'm going to let the world have that storm, but I can calm your heart. The same way I calmed the ocean waves, I can calm your heart. And guess what then? None of us go the way of Ashley Babbitt. God rest her. God bring comfort to her family. We will not give the party what they want. They have no control over us that which our Father grants. When you, at least for me, this is how it works for me, I take a kingdom view and suddenly I hear things differently from friends. A friend of mine, we were talking music the other day. And she said, oh, that reminds me of Jennifer Knapp. I have no idea who Jennifer Knapp is. So I asked her the other day, who is that again? You mentioned someone. She goes, oh, I don't remember. Oh, Jennifer Knapp. Jennifer Knapp. I love this song. I love this voice. I love the clarity of her singing. It does remind me a little bit of a time when, you know, a powerful acoustic guitar and a powerful voice could carry you so far in music. That it also reminds me of a time of gospel music. There's a gospel basis to this. I mean, it's a rockish song and it does recognize and celebrate Lord God. But it also reminds me of that time where two or three acoustic guitars played kind of loud, but also a soulful voice. And where does that voice come like this? How does it happen that people can sing this way naturally? Oh, that's right, because we all have gifts. Hers is singing and writing. Now, I'm worried that she's left the faith. Will someone tell me if that's not true? Because there was a time where all her songs celebrated Christ, and then, well, but this one, this was important for what we're talking about today. It's called When Nothing Else Satisfies, by Jennifer Knapp. When Nothing Else Satisfies. That's important for what we're talking about today.
When it rains or it shines on this pillow of mine, I will lift up my head to the sky. So I have chance to see where my hope has come from. No, there's nothing that I can't abide. When nothing satisfies you, when nothing satisfies you, when nothing satisfies you. Let them guide me to your holy place. Then will I go to the altar of God, to my joy, my delight, and my strength.
I learned this about Mickey D's. I was ready for a third pass through the drive-in after the first two. I don't remember if I ever actually did that, but I probably did. My buddy at the craps table was ready for just one more toss, just one more news article, just one more click, one more like, one more video about Pelosi. When, with the help of my dear friends at 3010 Weight Loss for Life, I lost all that weight. They changed the way my food, my body reacts to food. I remember a dear friend of mine once made fun of me for glorifying a boiled egg. It tasted so good. God's food, unprocessed. I've been drinking whole milk lately. I've done that in a long time. Raw milk, by the way, raw from a dairy just up the street. Very ethical dairy. Man, it satisfies. The food from our garden, my wife grows. I plan to make that my meals this summer, this spring. The time I spend with the Lord in the morning and at night satisfies. It satisfies in ways that nothing else can, because we're designed not to eat chemically processed, highly addictive food-like substances. We're designed to eat His food. We're designed to need His word. Will you join me? This is the Todd Herman Show. That's a radio thing. I'd hope I'm saying that. Let's say it this way. Go be well. Be strong. Be kind. And yes, please, be right with God.